This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. One of the American West's most iconic birds is attempting to mate near a dangerous airport, but robo-birds may help save them. Conservationists are deploying dancing animatronic birds to lure male greater sage grouse away from the Jackson Hole Airport, where dozens of the birds have been struck and killed by planes. When a male greater sage grouse attempts to attract a mate, he puffs up his chest, droops his wings, and fans his tail feathers into a starburst shape in an elaborate dance. And greater sage grouse select specific flat sites on which to dance, called leks. They won't dance just anywhere. That's gotten the birds into trouble at Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. Males have been flocking to the wide, flat airport lek every spring since at least 1945. But with air traffic increasing, the site has become hazardous to the birds. Between 1990 and 2013, 32 of the endangered greater sage grouse were killed by planes near the runway. Emily Davis, a spokesperson for Grand Teton National Park, said, "Shifting bird activity away from the runway is an important outcome for both wildlife conservation and public safety." So experts have deployed two dancing robotic birds meant to replicate the elaborate courtship displays of male greater sage grouse in the hope that the boogieing decoys will attract amorous and competitive bachelors to a new, safer mating dance site, a different lek, located away from the end of the runway at Jackson Hole Airport. Officials have been encouraging males to relocate to the 100-acre reclaimed homestead known as the McBride site between the airport and the National Elk Refuge, where many of the birds spend the winter. Experts have spent the past 8 years transforming the plot by painstakingly removing a non-native grass called smooth brome and replacing it with grouse-friendly plants. They hope the birds will not only perform their courtship rituals there in the spring, but also build their nests and rear their young there during the summer months. Last year, officials tried using four handmade papier-mâché decoys to attract males to the safer site, but the project ended up a flop. Within 2 weeks of their installation, the replicas had been destroyed by rain, elk, or coyotes. This year, officials are trying a sturdier approach. To develop the robotic birds, Grand Teton National Park teamed up with the Teton Raptor Center and the Jackson Hole High School Robo Bronx Robotics Team, among others. They installed the decoys at the McBride site in late March in anticipation of the birds' annual spring mating season, which can run through the end of May. The high-tech birds sat on stakes and ran on solar-powered car batteries. They were made from custom plastic shells, 3D-printed heads, foam from HelloFresh meal kits, fuzzy TJ Maxx blankets, and real feathers provided by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. "It's kind of a Frankenbird," said Gary Duquette, who coaches the high school robotics team. The robo-birds are programmed to dance every morning from 5 to 9 a.m. to the tune of recorded greater sage-grouse bird calls, which are played from speakers camouflaged as rocks. The animatronic decoys perform choreography that's meant to mimic the eye-catching shows that real males put on to impress sage-grouse females. Only time will tell if the robots, stationary decoys, and recorded bird calls successfully attract the birds to the McBride site and beyond. Greater sage grouse, which are roughly the size of chickens and the largest grouse species in the Americas, were once abundant on the sagebrush steppe of the western United States and Canada. But the species has suffered in recent decades, primarily due to human activity. The population appears to be shrinking because of habitat loss, climate change, noise pollution, and other disturbances, especially near their leks. In Jackson Hole, the population has sharply declined in recent years, from 180 sage-grouse males to 40 in just 4 years. But the birds appeared to rebound in 2023, when officials counted 90 males. On Thursday, July 2nd, as part of the region's 4th of July celebrations, the annual Livingston Rodeo and 4th of July Parade is in downtown Livingston at 3 p.m. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.